Srila Gurudev has been coming to Malaysia. So, as I said earlier, we are so fortunate to receive Srila Gurudev coming to Malaysia since 1996.
December 1996.
So, before that, I want to thank Srila Gurudev so much to come to Malaysia and help everybody, not only in Malaysia and around the world, around the whole universe. And we have come to a situation now that we have given the opportunity to host this most tremendous festival, which is Srila Gurudev Vyasa Puja in Malaysia again here. Actually, in the beginning, we had hosted this festival, Vyasa Puja, Srila Gurudev Vyasa Puja festival in Malaysia. That was somewhere in the year 1999. But we were so immature, we didn't know much about Vyasa Puja, and we had the opportunity to celebrate this festival in that year. We just thought that it was just a happy birthday for Srila Gurudev, and we just celebrated very simple. But today, in the year 2009, we are given this opportunity again for Srila to host this festival. And this is all coming by the mercy, causeless mercy from Vyasadev, from the chain of Guru Parampara, and which is showering, and finally Srila Gurudev showering all his mercy to all of us around the world. So we want to thank Gurudev for coming and giving us a chance to serve you. So I can't express, I don't know how to express, so forgive me if I've not expressed it in a proper way. And we want to also thank all sannyasis who have taken so much of trouble also to travel from many parts of the world and come and make this occasion a huge success. We want to thank all sannyasis also for coming and making this and helping us in so many ways. And also to Srimati Shyamarani Didi for also coming. She's been also coming from the beginning and inspiring us so much in many ways, and taking trouble in each and every preaching side of our movement in Kuala Lumpur. Simple. So we want to thank you so much also. And finally also, but we want to thank all devotees around the world in the world who have gathered here today. We hope to unite up all in the next few days, because many devotees are also making some preparation which we are going to celebrate Shobha Yatra in Johor Bahru. So they have they're making many ground arrangements there, and a few other devotees are also coming. So we want to thank you for coming and making this whole thing a huge success. And if there's any mistake, please forgive us on behalf of the management of this Vyasa Puja team. We have many devotees who have given their whole heart and gone out of the way to make this whole thing a success. So we want to thank the management also for coming and helping out in making this whole thing a huge success. So if there's any faults or any mistake, please forgive us. And please have a good stay here, and I hope we have did our best. So without any delay, I end here. Also, tomorrow we'll be leaving for Shobha Yatra in Skudai, which is just close to Johor Bahru town, Johor Bahru state. So all buses would leave at 2 p.m. from the hotel here. So please register your names so that we would know how many is coming in the bus, and so we can allocate the necessary amount of buses to Skudai for the Shobha Yatra. So please register your name with Krishna Priya Didi. She's in charge of the names, and please give your names there. And also, okay, so program would be at 5 p.m. In Skudai for Shobha Yatra, but buses would leave at 2 p.m. because of traffic and also the distance to get there. So this is happening tomorrow, and the next day, Harinam is those who is wanting to take Harinam, or those who know someone who is taking, please inform them. Harinam is on 25th at 9 a.m. Silamburu Wajib's place. And also on the 25th, program will continue here as usual in the morning, Mangal Arati, and followed with some sannyasi speaking, and the evening would come again as usual at 4:30, between 4:30 to 5. Bhajans will start and Gurudev will come at 5 p.m. And then on 26th of, which is falling on Monday, is Srila Gurudev Vyasa Puja celebration. So prayers will be held in the morning. So please attend the morning Mangal Arati, and it will be followed with the morning programs. And 27th program will be the last day program here. And on the 28th, devotees would be leaving back to their hometowns. So that's the announcement for now. Hare Krishna.
The purpose, why we gathered, what is our mission?
And also to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis
who have come here from all corners of the globe, and to all visitors who are coming, and friends and noble guests coming to this transcendental assembly for hearing Hari Katha from the lips of a pure devotee of Krishna. Srila Gurudev has instructed me to explain the reason why he has come here. What is the purpose that he has taken the time and the trouble to journey so far and to come to this place to be here with all of us. Actually, over the years, as Vijay Krishna Prabhu was explaining, Srila Gurudev has traveled since 1996 all over the earth's surface, traversing the globe. Actually, more than 28 times now, he has gone on world tours, and he has covered all corners of the earth. What is the reason why this personality is doing this? Why is he traveling so extensively? So, the answer is that in the Vedic literatures, it is described that all the souls in this world, they have forgotten their eternal identities. They're called conditioned souls, buddha jivas. They have forgotten that they are actually eternally related with the Supreme Lord who has created everything. They are his parts and parcels. And they are meant to have an eternal relationship of loving devotion with the Supreme Lord. But the living entities in this world have forgotten. They have taken on this temporary, illusory identity of this one temporary life, and they have been given a material body made out of the gross elements of this world and a subtle body. And they are actually rotating in a cycle of birth and death for many, many, many lifetimes. A long chain of repeated taking birth, growing old, suffering, dying, and again taking birth. This is the plight of all souls in this material world. Because this material world is the external energy of the Supreme Lord. It is called His Maya potency. And the jivas have turned away from their eternal relationship with the Supreme Creator. So now they are living in forgetfulness.
से सोए गए ले ना हमें तो त्रिविक्रम महाराज आरती करबो
सो दी तो
सब बुलेट
सुप्रीम लॉर्ड आउट ऑफ हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी ही वांट्स टू हेल्प ऑल जीव सोल्स
इन आर फॉर कि जार
बिकॉज़ दे आर एक्सटर्नल पार्ट ऑफ सोल्स
जखन से सोए जब
द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण ही मेक्स सो मेनी अरेंजमेंट्स दिस टू हेल्प द कंडीशन सोल्स टू कम टू हिम. First of all, in the beginning of the creation, the Supreme Lord Himself gives inspiration to the heart of the first they have created a living being, Lord Brahma. And He imparts the eternal transcendental knowledge of divine spiritual existence to him. He makes him aware of all transcendental truths. And this knowledge becomes disseminated down through a long chain of spiritual teachers called spiritual masters, gurus. And this knowledge comes down since time immemorial, preserved in such a perfect chain of realized masters. Also, the Lord manifests himself within every jiva soul's heart as his intimate guide, internal guide and friend, called Antaryami, Paramatma. And he travels with every jiva soul through many, many different conditions of life within this world. But the conditioned souls, still, even though the Lord has made this arrangement, they cannot perceive the presence of the Lord within their heart, and they are also not aware of the Vedic knowledge. Therefore, the Supreme Lord manifests Himself in His most merciful form, and that is as the Mahant Swarupa, a very great pure devotee of Himself, a pure devotee of Krishna. He comes in this form, and He takes the role of Guru to help the conditioned souls understand their eternal relationship with Krishna. This is actually the most merciful manifestation of the Lord within the entire creation when He appears before the conditioned souls as Sri Guru. So Sri Guru has no other purpose in this world than helping the conditioned souls to revive their eternal relationship with Krishna. But what He does is He imparts the divine wisdom of transcendental knowledge. Just like we just sang a song written by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, in which he's telling about the power of the speaking of a pure devotee. There he says, Guru Muga Padmavakya Chitte Te Koriya Aikya Arna Koriho Mani Asha. He's praying as a disciple of Guru that may the words emanating from the lotus mouth of my Sri Gurudev purify my heart. May my heart become one with them. And therefore, by developing attachment for the lotus feet of Sri Guru, all of my desires, my spiritual desires, can become fulfilled. So Sri Guru is the most munificent personality because He has nothing to take from this world or from anyone. He has come as the supreme representative of the Supreme Lord, the giver, the greatest giver. And what is He coming to give? He is coming to give transcendental love of God, Krishna Prema. So He Himself is representing this long line of spiritual teachers. They are all perfected, realized souls, and whatever knowledge they give is perfectly realized and is completely in conjunction with the Vedic knowledge. So therefore, they travel throughout the world just to give opportunity for the conditioned souls to come, to hear this divine message, to become purified, and to attain this great opportunity to develop love for Krishna. So Srila Gurudev, out of His causeless mercy, He has traveled so many times around the world. Even in old age, He is still coming to inspire us, to give in spiritual injection into our hearts of His disciples and of so many newcomers also. Therefore, we are very happy, very honored that in His presence today, we are sitting to hear the divine message of Sri Krishna Katha and to hear the message of all of our Guru Parampara. This festival is also a very special occasion because in this festival, the Divine Appearance Day of our beloved Gurudev will be observed. And we will see how Srila Gurudev manifests this knowledge of coming down from the original author of all the Vedas, Srila Vyasadeva himself, who is an incarnation of Krishna, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva. So every year, devotees come and gather in different parts of the world. For many years, we have held this festival in Hawaii, and then last year this festival took place in Australia, and now this year again the opportunity has come to observe this festival in Malaysia. So it is an international festival, not only just a local festival for the Malaysian devotees, it is for all the devotees throughout the world. Also the cameras will be filming and live, they will be disseminating, broadcasting this program live every evening to hundreds and thousands of devotees watching all throughout the world. So we're very fortunate and we're praying at the lotus feet of our beloved Gurudev that we can develop just a firm devotion for His lotus feet and that we can dedicate ourselves completely to following His teachings within our life and staying on this pathway of pure Shuddha Krishna Bhakti. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj ki jai.
Ayodhya, same subject.
First of all, I offer my most humble obeisances at the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Sarvarajya Panpurvipad Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then again, I offer my most humble obeisances at the lotus feet of my Shiksha and Sannyasa Guru, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. So it is a very great privilege, honor, opportunity to serve the lotus feet of the Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, the leader of all the Vaishnavas in the world, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, by coming here to say a few words about his glories and his glorious mission. So, the mission of Sri Guru is that he comes to this world only to give his association to the living entities. He comes here to help everyone. Bhakta, Bhakti, and Bhagavan descend from the spiritual world in order to give the opportunity for all living entities to make advancement on this path. Within the heart of the sadhu, within the heart of a Mahapurush, Mahabhagavat, like Srila Gurudev, Bhakti and Bhagavan reside. Therefore, in the song that we just sang, as I have spoken before, Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite, their bodies are emanating prema. They are just broadcasting prema to all living entities. Sri Guru Charana Padma. Sri means praying. Guru Charana Padma. The lotus feet of the Guru are the abode of praying. Praying to Sri Krishna. Because Krishna is residing within his heart. Radhika is within his heart. The gopis, the Vrajvasi, Nanda, Yasoda, Gokavar boys, all of the entities are there. So wherever this personality goes, he is broadcasting the praying of the land of Braj. This is the main mission of Srila Gurudev. He is not here to give any kind of bhakti. There are so many kinds of bhakti. There is karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti. There is bhakti influenced by tamagun, rajagun, sattvagun. But Srila Gurudev is only one pointed. He has one interest. And that is to distribute Braj Rasik Prem from the land of Braj. Braj Rasik Prem, not only to Sri Krishna, but to Srimati Radhika. He is giving us the most high, powerful benediction that any Acharya has given. So, this wonderful mission of Srila Gurudev, even in his advanced age where he is traveling everywhere throughout the world to distribute this most merciful Rajrasi praying. So, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wonderful Mahaprabhu, he mission of Srila came to Gurudev to give this, even in his advanced age. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give this, to distribute what no one else has distributed before. And he distributes this through the agencies of his great Mahapurush, Mahabhagavats, like Srila Gurudev. So we are getting an opportunity to associate with such a great personality as Srila Gurudev, to render service unto him, and to hear the transcendental sound vibration from his lotus lips. And this mission of his, traveling everywhere in the world, and giving his association to everyone, should be extended by each and every one of us. We have to assist Sri Guru in his mission. Vishramba Seva, intimate service to Sri Guru is to understand what is his heart's desire, what it is that he wants to accomplish. Sri Gurudev has told so many times that please distribute my literatures everywhere. Please arrange for these wonderful festivals. Please open up these preaching centers everywhere. Please engage completely in the service of Srimati Radhika and engage in the service of Sri Guru. Sri Gurudev has asked us all to take up these responsibilities. So this is very important that all the disciples should understand that pariprasyena, the inquiry, only becomes complete when there's seva, when one offers service to the Guru, not just lip service, not just words of glorification, but actual sacrifice of time, of energy, of love and affection, of trying to distribute the mission, of trying to help Srila Gurudev to distribute this brain. I remember my Srila Prabhupada used to say that my purports are my ecstasies. So when such a great acharya like Srila Gurudev translates books and writes these books, all of them gives these lectures, these are his ecstasies, his brajrasi ecstasies are being poured into these transcendental literatures. And he wants them distributed all over the world so that everyone who comes in contact with them can get a taste of this brain that Mahaprabhu brought. Srila Prabhupada used to tell us, even if they just look at the book, if they appreciate it, if they bring it to their home and give it shelter, whatever they do with the book, this is great, they make great spiritual advancement. So Srila Gurudev is trying to give every living entity a chance to come in contact with this brain. This is the mission of such a great personality as Srila Gurudev. He wants everyone to come in contact with this brain. The ecstasies that he's poured into these books, he wants everyone to touch them, to feel them, to taste them. This is his mission. And so we can all assist our centers in holding festivals and bringing as many people as possible to come in contact with this most merciful Brajrasik brain that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing through the agency of his most dear servant and associate, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Jai Shri Gurudev.
Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurunnitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on the purpose of his coming here to Malaysia and his purpose of coming to this material world. We pray to Sri Guru. Triasvabho Jagannatha Guru Samsara Vahina Taktamam Kalatvas Stam Chatamaham Sharanam Gataha. O Gurudev, seeing that this material existence is just like a blazing forest fire that resembles the devouring mouth, the devouring teeth, jaws of the god of death, Yamaraj, I take shelter of you and pray to you for deliverance. He has that power to take away our innumerable births of sinful and pious reactions which keep us in the chain of birth, old age, disease, and death. And what does he give? Hey Sri Guru Gyanada Dina Bandhu Swananda Dakta Karunaika Sindhu Vrindavana Srimanitavakaram Prasida Dadhe Pranaya Pracharam. Hey Sri Guru, oh Sri Gurudev, we pray that Gurudev is a Stotra Sakta 108 Sri. 108. 1 and 8 makes 9. 9 is the ultimate number. So Sri Guru is the ultimate number of Sris. Sri means all opulence, all material opulences, beauty, fame, wealth, strength, knowledge, renunciation, all mystic powers, or all spiritual opulences, and Sriya, the reservoir, he's the reservoir of the bestower of the service, transcendental service to Srimati Radhika. The ultimate Sri is Srimati Radhika, and there are innumerable Sris or Lakshmis situated at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika as her expansions, and Sri Guru is the embodiment of her mercy. A Sri Guru Jnanada, he gives Jnan or transillusory world. What is God? What is love? What is praying? What are the degrees of praying? What are the different kinds of bhakti? Everything he gives, pragyan, he gives all knowledge. Who I am, where I'm from, where I have to go, how can I get there? Hey Sri Guru Gyanada Dina Bando, Swananda Datta, he gives his own bliss. The bliss that's in his heart from serving in the association and assembly of Srimati Radhika, that bliss he comes to give us. There's a very beautiful incident that took place in Italy during Srila Gurudev's Harikatha festival there. He was on his morning walk with Sripad Rajanath Prabhu and Lila Paroshottam Prabhu, and he was on his japa walk and he began chanting one verse. Evam vrita swa priya nama vritya jatanuraga jita chitta mochaya hasyadyato raunati rauti gaya tyun madhavan vrityati loka bahya. That is, those who are absorbed in prema bhakti, they completely forget their bodily condition of life. Sometimes laughing in ecstasy, sometimes weeping in separation from Krishna, sometimes dancing just like a madman, chanting very loudly the holy name and experiencing their beautiful relationship with Krishna. They don't care for any outside influence. He was thinking of the gopis, his worship of deities. And at the same time, he saw one very kind of old Alsatian dog. And that dog came up to Gurudev, asked him what you are, looked inside, and very sad walked away and went to the next car. So Gurudev explained, because he knows Krishna, Jasmin Bhagyantam Sarvamevam Bhagyantam Bhavati, because he knows the absolute truth, all relative truths are known to him. So because he knows the mind of Krishna, the mind of Sri Radha, he knows the mind of all living entities, including that dog. He said, who is that dog? Why did he come up to our car and then sadly walk away? When he was young, he had a master. And that master, the dog is thinking, my master used to bathe me, and feed me, and caress me. Then what happened when the dog got old? The master was thinking, this dog is too old, he's no fun anymore. So how can I get rid of him? So the master brought the dog to the seaside, to the beach, and taking advantage of the fact that the dog ran to chase a female dog, while the dog was gone, that master drove away in his car and never returned. So that old Alsace's tears and the dirt from not being cared for, he would go to the shore of the ocean thinking, I should die without my master. But what if my master comes back tomorrow or soon and he sees that I'm not here? He'll feel so sad. So no, I better not die. So he walks up to the waves, then walks back, then walks forward, then walks back, sometimes looks at different cars to see if that's his master, then in sadness walks away. So Gurudev said, the masters of this material world, they'll never return. They're only interested in their own sense gratification. Masters, beloveds, all associates. They only want their own sense gratification, and when we can no longer fulfill that, they leave. But if one has Krishna as a master, like the gopis, and thus he was singing that prayer, Nevangrita Swapriyanamakrita, the gopis in great separation from Krishna, when he left Vrindavan, were also wanting to leave their lives, but thinking if Krishna comes back day after tomorrow, like he promised, and he sees that we're gone, that we're dead, then he'll feel so sad, sure, he'll die too. Anyone who has that kind of master, he'll always be happy. He'll always have the association of such a loving master. So the Nishala Gurudev, this is the bliss in his own heart, feeling the happiness of Radharani meeting separation and the sadness of her feeling separation from Krishna. This bliss in his own heart he came to give. Swananda Dakta Karunayaka Sindhu. And he's the ocean, wanting to give this great treasure and free us from all illusory loves, which only give us frustration. The more we try to love in this world, the more we feel frustration and remorse. Even if our beloved loves us throughout their whole life, then they die and leave us miserable. So he is Karuna Sindhu. He's the ocean of mercy. Vrindavanasinamitavataram. He's a resident of Vrindavan and knows personally Krishna's mother and father and all the coward boys and the cows. This is where he came from. Mitavataram. He's the incarnation of all auspiciousness. Prasidaradha pranayapuchara. And he's come to preach the love of Srimati Radhika. This is his mission, why he came to this material world, why he came to Malaysia. When he was in the Philippines just a few days ago, on the first day, he gave 2 days of a festival, on the first day, he said, you are human. And I want to tell you that it took you many, many millions and millions of births, Ladwa Sudulabham, Adulabham, Ladwa Sudulabham, Sampavanti, that it took you millions and millions of births to come to this human form of life. Although this birth is very rarely achieved, what is that benefit? One can be free from the cycle of birth, old age, disease and death, the threefold miseries, miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by this body and mind, miseries caused by material nature, and one attains that highest benediction of becoming a maidservant of Srimati Radhika. So before this body lays down and dies, to Anam Jajay, immediately one should start that. He said, I'm going around the world telling you, you really will die. Before this death comes, you must become fully Krishna conscious. And on the second night, he said, I want to tell you what your goal of life is, because without knowing that goal of life, you cannot engage in the process to attain it. And he began to teach who Aristideva is and what is the process to attain that goal. So throughout this festival, Srila Gurudev will be teaching us the process, and not only that, giving us the strength to perform it. Prema Bhakti Yamavaiti Avidya Vinasa Jati. He destroys all ignorance by giving us transcendental prema. He's so proud. It's beautiful because he's the manifestation of Krishna. Very temporary. Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu, very Srila Vyasadeva, as you look forward to this experience in these next days. Highest benefit, Gaura Premanandi.
Today is appearance date of Parampujyapad Nitalila Pravishta Sishimad Bhakti Vedanta Tribhikam Maharaj. He is my Shiksha Guru. In my life I was in police service At that time, Pujapatra Bikram Maharaj, his name was
Radhanath.
With Pujapatra
Narottamananda
Maharaj,
Bhakti
Kushal Narasimha Maharaj, he went to preach and to beg something from me in my office. Then I knew that here a party from Navadvip has come to preach. I heard that they are explaining about Prahlad Charitra. Then I went there and I heard Prahlad Charitra. But I did not knew Bengali. So after that class, Param Pujya Pad Bhakti
Kamal
Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj, he used to sit with me whole night discussing what is Prahlad Charitra, why we have taken birth and why, what is our aim, and hearing this life, mode of life was changed totally. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. Lo Matre Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. So I think that to begin my transcendental life, Pujyapatra Bikram Maharaj, I had his associate, he is my Shiksha Guru too. He taught me how to sing, how to recite his slokas. He told me that you should learn Sanskrit, but I had no time, always serving Gurudev, cooking his, washing cloth, making ready all his things. So I could not read Sanskrit. And though I don't know Sanskrit, but for life, serving of my Guru, they wholeheartedly, only this is my current way.
Wealth,
and by that in whole world I am preaching the mission of our Guru Parampara, and by his mercy I have collected so many good scholars who are helping. There are so many more. In Grihastha Bhakta also, everywhere, so many are helping, making, writing so many books, more than 100, and so many brahmachari with computers, and so many daughters helping me in this preaching whole world. What is the mission or of Guru Parampara? So I will tell in the last. First I want to hear something from his Shiksha disciple. What name?
Damodar
Maharaj. He should speak something. He has served him so many months.
Guruve Gaurachanda Radhikayatanaya Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tadabhakta Namaha Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. Shiva Sadi Lord Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer pranams. Millions of times, the lotus feet of worshipful Sri Gurudev, on Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami. Also my Shikshi Gurus, Nityananda Parish, Sri Gauravinda Goswami Maharaj, Nityananda Parish, Sri Bhaktivedanta Bhaman Goswami Maharaj, Sri Bhaktivedanta Tirukuram Goswami Maharaj. So today is especially the appearance day of Nityananda Parish, Sri Bhaktivedanta Tirukuram Goswami Maharaj. So, he appeared on the Dwadasi, so in India they followed Dwadasi today, so we are following the appearance day of Srila Maharaj today. So in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna explains that one who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance, my birth, and my pastimes, deyatvakta puna janma neyati mayati sahajuna, he never takes birth again. In the same way as Krishna's appearance and activities are transcendental, then Sri Vaishnava Karma Bandhana, the Vaishnava, also he never appears in this world because of the reactions of his past activities. He appears in this world out of, to give mercy to the fallen jivas of this world. So we want to hear them this on the search for Maharaj through Guru Ji. I'll just speak very quickly. Srila Maharaj also used to tell me that when he went the first time to preaching to Gurudev's village, that time he said, from the beginning we always knew that he was different because he had so much interest in hearing Harikatha. So Maharaj, if I'm not mistaken, appeared in a Brahmin family. His family worshipping Shalagram. They were very strict, even without worshipping Shalagram, they would not drink any water in the morning. But they were not so much inclined towards the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, when he also met Sri Narottama Dadaguru, the same Vaishnava who preached to Sri Gurudev, like their Vatnagodaksha Guru, then Sri Chaitanya also became greatly influenced and left everything and joined the Math. So when he joined also, at that time there was so much opposition, especially from his family members and his wife. So every time he ran away to the mat, then again and again they dragged him back by the police or some other trouble. But his mind was very much determined. Therefore, no one could disturb his desire to do bhajan. Even though he was married also and had a child, still his attraction towards the mission of Sri Guru Gurudev was so much strong, he could leave that and dedicate himself fully to the mission of his Gurudev. Sometimes we cannot understand Vaishnava, especially Gurudev. Therefore, Shikshi Guru is very much necessary for us. Because Gurudev knows so much Marjada in the relationship with the spiritual master. Gurudev says you cannot reveal everything to the Guru. For example, I am a sannyasi. If I go to Gurudev and say, Gurudev, there's one girl I like, what can I do then? Maybe Gurudev will kill me or beat me. You cannot reveal very much close. Because we take mantra from Guru, therefore, our relationship is by that. But Shikshi Guru, we don't take any mantra. Then what is our relationship with Shikshi Guru? Some people may ask, why is Srila Mahārāja merged? Why is he here with his Shikshi Guru? He did not take any mantra, did not take anything. Therefore, the relationship with Shikshi Guru is based purely on affection, intimacy. Therefore, Vishnu Bhāra Guru Seva. Why is, because we cannot approach Gurudev completely in our fallen state, therefore Shikshi Guru will help us so much to understand our spiritual master. Therefore, those persons who give up the association of Vaishnava and try to independently serve Guru, that person will not be successful. Therefore, Gurudev always says, perform Guru. That person who performs Guru Seva under the guidance of Vaishnava, that person's Guru Seva is always accepted. Otherwise, our whimsical attempts to serve Guru may simply end up in forms of sense gratification. Then we should think, is my Seva being accepted by Guru or not? Am I performing what he wants me to do? Therefore, Shikshi Guru will be very much invaluable in that way for us. If I saw Srila Maharaj, one time, one devotee asked me, has Gurudev given you Siddha Pranali? So that time I said, nothing, no, I'm waiting maybe a few more weeks to and Gurudev will give. So then I told that to Gurudev, this time, oh, he asked me, have I taken Siddha Pranali? And I said, no. And Chikshikha said, no, no. If anyone asks you, have you taken Siddha Pranali? You should have said, of course I've taken Siddha Pranali. What is that? Trinalapi Sumenchena Tolori Vasuishana Manana Malana Kirtanya Sadahari. So in Srila Chirikamaraja's character, we could see that character, how much he was extraordinarily many, detached, more taller than a tree, more humble than a blade of grass. Because you step on a blade of grass and after a few days it grows up again. You know? Like someone may insult us and we turn out peacing outside the little guru, but inside we're thinking, I can't wait to get him back or strike back. But Vaishnava is more humble than a blade of grass because you tread on them, they always remain very, very humble. They, even though Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in such a senior position, still he was very much renounced. He never would accept disciples. He was always very detached. Even in old age, he did not like to take the help of any sevak. Therefore, no sevak ever really could stay with him because he not needed anyone's help. Anavasa, one of the symptoms of perfect Vaishnava, they are not lazy in execution of their own devotional service. The Maharaj is very humble, very, very humble. Even though he was so much senior, he used to treat all of us like his brothers also, like his children also. So he was always ideal Vaishnava. So if we could take some of his qualities, even one drop, then our lives would be successful. Kanaka Kamani Pratishtha Bhagani, Sayana Shakta Sesurvata. Shilabhati Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, who is a pure devotee? That person who is unattached to the three tigers. The tigers of women, the tigers of wealth, and the tigers of Pratishtha. At one point, about improper association with the opposite sex. The Maharaj always, really, when we were with Srila Chaitanya Maharaj, that time afraid even to talk with ladies in a dream, because Maharaj so much strong on that point. Maharaj was never interested in collecting funds. Even if people would give him donations, then he would always engage them in the service of Guru and Gauranga. And especially, he was very much disinterested in collecting pratishtha, name and fame. Even on his Vyasa Puja in Devananda Gaudiya Math, on this day, they used to make one big seat for Maharaj and all they used to come and sing Vaishnava Thakur. But Maharaj would not sit on the seat. No, he would sit down and the pictures of his god brothers, Srila Gurudev and Srila Bhava Maharaj, he would put their pictures on the asana and he would sing Vaishnava Thakur. Vyasa Puja is for them. So his qualities are so much unlimited. Of course, he's. One thing also I noticed, we're so much anxious to advertise ourselves as Rasik Vaishnavas. Sometimes we think if I don't mention Radharani's name at least 50 times in a class, then people will think that I'm not really a Vaishnava Bhakta and not a real follower of Gurudev. If that happens, then people will stop giving my donations and they'll stop respecting me. Then we want to advertise our greatness, we try so much to speak about Srimati Radhika and the Gopis, even though we're completely unqualified. Srila Bhaktivinoda Chirukumaraja was unlike that. We should not distribute the highest thing just to attract the lower members. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also warned against that. Analika Chacha. We should not discuss subject matters of which we are not qualified. That even though Srila Maharaj was such a qualified personality, he would not talk about all these very much high topics. He used to give us, which was very much needed for us in our present situation. When Srila Chirukumaraja would speak so much about not the body, giving up material enjoyment, especially giving up desire to enjoy in this world, then many people used to think, oh, Gurudev is, oh, Srila Chirukumaraja has some opposite mood of Srila Gurudev. But Srila Gurudev said that is not possible. He said Srila Chirukumaraja is his Shikshi Guru, then how possible can he be in a separate mood? We should understand that when we cultivate devotional service, there are two aspects of devotional service, Krishna and Sivana. One is cultivating that which is favorable devotion. That is called? Cultivating that which is favorable has two divisions. Cultivating which is like Shravan, Kirtan, etc. And also giving up which is unfavorable devotion. This is also included in the cultivation of activities which are favorable to Krishna and service. So Maharaj is so much humble. Just one last thing I want to say. Maharaj, how much when last thing was struck, so Maharaj another week before his signal, he was lying in his bed and he was then myself was there, Amal Krishna Pundaripur, a few others. Then Maharaj was saying, I do not like Krishna's name. I do not like to chant the name of Krishna. But I should chant because I know it's good for me. Then Maharaj was, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So he was always like that, so much encouraging us because we are very much weak. We have a tendency to disobey the spiritual master. All Shiksha Gurus are moving everywhere. I am the representative of Srila Narayana Maharaj, you know, I am the representative of Prabhupada. But really, are they representing? The Srila Chitika Maharaj, the Shiksha Guru is that person who puts you firmly on the feet of the Diksha Guru. The Shiksha Guru has no business taking the faith of the disciple away from the feet of Diksha Guru onto himself. Such a person who does so is completely unqualified to act as a Shiksha Guru. Now I remember Srila Chitika Maharaj, if ever we had any problem and we would come to him, Srila Chitika Maharaj would only give one instruction. Always follow the order of the Divine Master. Always please and follow the order of the Divine Master. Maharaj never gave any second opinion. You should do this or do that. Then when our minds would wander away from the feet of Gurudev, he would drag and put us very firmly again on his feet. Therefore today, we pray to him, wherever he may be serving Radha and Krishna, he can also always keep us firmly on the feet of Gurudev and under the shelter of the Vaishnava. God be man and me.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षूरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरूपश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः वंदे श्रीपादपद्म श्रीपामनारायण त्रिविक्रम जेषाव प्रसाद भक्ति प्रकटिष्यति हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय हम्बल ओबीसेंसेस And to Durga Spita Pani Paramara, the Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astrosha Sadashimad Bhukti Vedanta Sula Bhavan Vasai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Pariva Jagachara Devarja, Astrosha Sadashimad Bhukti Vedanta Sula Narayana Vasai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Astrosha Sadashimad Bhukti Vedanta Sula Vikra Maharaj. I give my obeisances of Vishnavas and Vishnavis who assembled here, headed by Kidanti Sannasis. Srila Gurudev ordered me to glorify Pujya Bhakti Vikram Maharaj. When I joined in Mott, from beginning, I had so much love and affection of Param Pujya Vasudev Vikram Maharaj. Although, if I rejected his praise for me, but the actual fact is that Pujya Bhakti Vikram is like two persons in the Mott. One is Pujya Bhakti Devananda Prabhu, that he don't want to take any service. But whenever he used to come Mathura, his disqualification he could not keep with him. What I want and don't want, without our desire, he could not do anything. If he want to clean his cloth, washing, massage, he will do. He come and quiet, and like a baby, he will not tell. But I could not fight with you, both of you, what you like, you can do. So, 18, 19, and he has been fond of tasty prasad. If prasad is not so tasty, that is to tell, if he could not make cook taste prasad, then how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Divine Company will take this? He had to know the good taste, and he had to know what is the good taste. If you realize yourself, then you can treat your Guru Varga and Mahaprabhu and Divine Company, otherwise not. And Pujya Vatimitra Maharaj, if externally seems that he is against of Gurudev Vichardhara, once I ask of Pujya Vatimitra Maharaj, that it seems you are opposing Gurudev, then Vatimitra slapped on my back and told, I told Maharaj, it is not my question, some other devotee is asking. Then he told, listen, if there is a beehive, and so many bees are there, if you not hit the beehive, honey will not drop down. So, if I not ask your Maharaj this type of question in indirect way, or I cannot make him little angry, then he will not tell all this Siddhanta to you all. And any one of disciple who is present here, you not dare to ask this question to him, means your Gurudev directly, and he will not answer this question. So I want that he will express new Siddhanta and glory of Srimati Radhika and Krishna and Mahaprabhu. New Siddhanta for you all. For this I am acting like this, a role of like opposition person, but I am not opposite at all. Pujya Vatimitra Maharaj, in his last days, when he became sick and he was admitted in Calcutta one hospital, and my Guru Maharaj, he also slipped and he broken his hip, and he was admitted in another hospital. Gurudev, three of them had so much intimacy, three of them took samna same time. So Gurudev went to visit both of them, arriving in Calcutta, same day Gurudev got severe heart attack. Then Gurudev was admitted another hospital, very close to Pujya Vatimitra Maharaj. When Gurudev situation becomes stable, because Pujya Vatimitra Maharaj told, I want to take my last breath in Navadvip Dham, nowhere else. He told us so many times. And he used to tell, I want to die in Navadvip Dham as an unknown and unseen. So when Gurudev's health is stable, then I went to Dr. Ekon Gurudev. Then Gurudev ordered me, you can visit the doctor, you can consult the doctor, then better to take him to Navadvip Dham. Then I went to doctor and told him that I want to consult you, but not as a physician. I want to consult with you like my elder brother. So I told the situation about Gurudev and all three of them. And his I told that Pujya Vatimitra Maharaj desire was to be in Navadvip and last time. So what is your opinion? Shall I take him to back to Navadvip Dham? Then he told, as a doctor, I will not ask you, give me permission to take him to Navadvip Dham. That is against of medical theory. But when you told me as before, in the beginning you told me, you want to consult with me as your elder brother, so I am telling you, better take immediate, still time is there to take him to Navadvip Dham. After few days, you could not take him. When I went to him and told Pujya Vatimitra Maharaj, we will take you to Navadvip Dham, you can be very happy, his whole body became illuminated. Then we take him to Navadvip Dham. And he is so much attention to Gurudev, but he was so much glorified to Gurudev also. I have seen even in Navadvip Dham and in Mathura, after Mangalarati, he will come and do pranam to Gurudev's wooden sandal. I told Maharaj, how can I bring? Don't tell to Maharaj. This, what I do, I want to do, let me do. Don't disturb me. When Gurudev joined in mot, then he used to go for preaching with Param Gurudev. And Param Gurudev, at that time teaching technique was, there is some projector, and so many slides there, They will put once light. At that time, not electricity so much in village. By hazard light, they will put on that and focus on the screen. So one village and another village had to go. The Gurudev forgot to take the projector and the screen. And now next day, after midday lunch, Gurudev running on the paddy field. He called, Why are you going? Come here. Then Gurudev not want to stop, want to go and get that back from there, another village, one village.
Before
previous village. Then Gujarati told, listen, I thought that you forget something about projector, so yes, don't worry, I will manage it. Then Gujarati told to Param Gurudev, today little cloudy and rain may come. If you show projector, so here, if rain comes, then everything will spoil. Better you can speak some Harikatha. Today not say, okay, when you're telling, then that day. So stop. Next day in the morning, I went and dig it back from there. And began to laugh so much. And when I thought, I used to go to Pujwati Vikram Maharaj in Navadip Parikrama, I should do him pranam. At first, he slapped me on my back. And he then embraced. We are very happy that you are with Pujwati Narayan Maharaj. So, nothing to worry. That although he has so many operations have been done, but one person like he can take care of him. So I am very happy. So without your asking, give a whole blessing. You can do your bhajan and serve Srila Maharaj. No problem will come to you. I am taking all your responsibility. Wherever I go, his eyes become full of tears and embrace me and fast his life after that all this thing. So many things to tell about him. So we want to listen some Harikatha from Srila Gurudev Lotus Feet and finishing here. Hare Krishna, Panchar, Kulukuru, 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 Kulukuru.
સાત બજે છે એટ 7 વી શુડ સ્ટોપ અવર ક્લાસ સો આઈ વોઝ ટેલિંગ આઈ ઓલવેઝ ઓનર પૂજ્યપાદ ત્રિવિક્રમ મહારાજ માય લાઈક શિક્ષા ગુરુ વોઝ વેરી એક્સ્ટ્રા સ્ટ્રિક્ટ હી ટોલ્ડ યુ And especially in Navadvip Parikrama at Samudragad. He used to establish one point and I used to
cut his point.
And what I established, he used to cut. He took the side of Bhim and I took the
side of Samudrasen.
And so much points, all in dwelling, about 10,000 devotees there, all laughing and hearing very, very good points of bhakti. So, I want to tell you, we are human. We should have aim and object of our life. Animal has nothing to do with this. No aim and object of your life. But we are human. I see that in this world, 99% people are engaged in this world, sense gratification. They don't know who is God. They only know that we are this body, material body. not material body. Actually, I am this body. That never think, one day I will be old, and one day I will die. And what we are collecting, money, wealth, reputation, wife, husband, daughter, sons, will let help you. Death will come and it cannot take a single farthing with you. Your son, daughter, dear sons and daughters and husband, wife, anyone cannot go with you. We never think. There are so many religious preachers in this world. Christians, Muslims, Buddha, Buddha, so many. They are preaching their philosophies. But we, who are we? Who am I? Why Krishna has created us? What is the aim and object of our life? They don't preach. They preach only that how I can be happy? How can I make wealth? We are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. We are not this body. By our past activities, good and bad, we are in this life. If you, I know that anyone in this world, they don't do any effort, never anything, thus sorrow should come.
Misery
should come. We don't want. We try hard that this misery should not come. Especially we don't want that we should be old. Can anyone check? Any scientist, doctor or anyone in this world? Never. They cannot check it. Your wealth, what you have collected, can they remove your death or old age? Nothing they can do. So, Krishna has mercifully given this human form. And in this world, if you have did some good things in your past life, that is called Sukriti, then only you can have association of high class of devotee association. And really you are very, very lucky that anyhow you have received a chance of Sadhu Sangha and you are hearing all these things. In this Joharu Baru, there are perhaps so many lakhs of persons, but I don't see anyone here. Not a single person is here. Is? No one is. No, they are from other place. From here, local, no one. Why they are not coming? They don't know all these things. There are so many devotees. Why not today?
Tomorrow, Somayatra, they are organizing.
So they are busy.
Yeah.
No fact. Anyhow, so we are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Who is Supreme Lord? Himself, Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. We are eternal servant of Supreme Lord. There are so many relations transcendental with Him. So we are Krishna Jivara Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. Krishna Tatastha Sakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. So we are transcendental.
Part and parcel
of Krishna and Nitya Das, servant.
Eternal servant.
If we are coming in so many species of life, even in human life, we have forgotten Him. And that is why one thing has come, that I am this body. And from this, all kinds of
illusion
and
problems
come. So our main object of life is that what we have forgotten, that is Krishna, and our services to Krishna, again by Sadhu Sangha and by the help of our Guru, we should realize. If you are not realizing this thing, then eternal servant of Krishna, and not chanting Hari name, hearing Hari Katha, worshipping Krishna, Radha Krishna, again you will have to come in as a dog, hog, pigs, fishes and other things. If you are fishes, they will cut it and eat, and again they will take revenge. You will be fishes, cows, and they will eat. So Krishna has given a chance that in this we should serve Gurudev, hear Vaishnavas, chant and remember. In this way, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, thus Bhav and Prem will come and will be liberated, and again we will be the eternal servant of Krishna forever. There is no death, no birth, no any misery, nothing there. So our mission is this, and you have been called here by them, and try to listen it. Now I am going to do Aarti of Pujya Patra Vikram Maharaj, and from tomorrow what subject we will speak, you should come there and we will discuss and make. All sannyasis should come tomorrow at the time.